This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Israel's foreign minister is blaming Iran for an attack on a tanker that left two of its crew members, a Briton and a Romanian, dead. Foreign Minister Yair Lapid said in a statement Friday that Iranian terrorism was responsible for the attack Thursday. There was no immediate reaction by Iran to the Israeli accusation. The Mercer Street, a medium-sized tanker, was headed for a bunkering port and oil terminal in the United Arab Emirates from Dar es Salaam in Tanzania, according to Refinitiv Ship Tracking. London-based Zodiac said on its website the attack on the Liberian-flagged Japanese-owned ship was suspected piracy, adding that it was still under investigation. Zodiac, which is owned by the wealthy Israeli Ofer family, said the ship was sailing under the control of its crew and on power to a safe location with a U.S. naval escort. The United Nations says its compound in Herat, Afghanistan, was attacked Friday with rocket-propelled grenades and gunfire, killing an Afghan police guard and wounding other officers. Deborah Lyons, the head of the UN assistance mission in Afghanistan, called the attack deplorable. A UN statement from the Secretary General reiterated that such attacks against its personnel and facilities are prohibited under international law and may amount to war crimes. The United States also condemned the attack. The Taliban said in a statement that UN personnel could have been caught in a crossfire between its fighters and government forces, but the UNAMA compound in Herat was not under any threat. Intense fighting around the city has been ongoing since late Wednesday. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization said Friday that the world is at risk of losing hard-won gains in fighting COVID-19 as the highly transmissible Delta variant spreads. However, the organization claims its approved vaccines remain effective. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said COVID-19 infections have increased by 80% over the past 4 weeks in most regions of the world.
In five of WHO's six regions, infections have increased by 80% or nearly doubled over the past 4 weeks.
Deaths in Africa, where only 1.5% of the population is vaccinated, rose by 80% over the same period. The Delta variant has been detected in 132 countries, becoming the dominant global strain, according to the WHO. 3 days after the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommended wearing masks indoors, even for vaccinated people, private enterprises are following their lead. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Walmart will require all its workers, including vaccinated ones, in parts of the country with high COVID-19 infection rates to wear masks. The world's largest retailer is also encouraging customers to wear masks in those stores and putting back in place signs at store entrances. Walmart is also doubling its incentive payments for workers to get the vaccine to $150. Such moves are happening on Broadway, too. The theater industry's trade group says audience members will have to wear face coverings and show proof they're fully vaccinated when theaters reopen in the coming weeks. I'm Ben Thomas.
The long-delayed battle over former President Donald Trump's tax returns appears to be over. AP's Sagar Magani has details.
The Justice Department says the Treasury Department must give the former president's returns to a House panel. When Trump was in office, Treasury Chief Steven Mnuchin refused to hand over the returns, saying House Democrats wanted them for partisan reasons. The House Ways and Means Committee sued, saying it needed the records for a probe into whether Trump complied with tax law. While presidents have long released their returns, Trump said he couldn't due to an IRS audit. He's carefully guarded details about things like relationships with foreign creditors and governments. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Amazon Incorporated has been hit with a record $886.6 million European Union fine for processing personal data in violation of the bloc's GDPR rules. The e-commerce giant said the claim was without merit and it would appeal. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA.